welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is Dave, and this is my co-host,
Ron. Hello, everybody.
And also with us, returning after too damn long, we've got Dalton.
How's it going, guys?
And Dakota.
Hello.
What the hell are you doing with my pillows?
and just so we're not confused, that is not the Dalton from Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
That is what I'm named after, though.
Is it really?
Yes.
Never knew that.
Yep. Oh, that's right. He is a little kid, so he would have been born after that movie came out.
You're like, what, 25, 6?
28.
Damn, I was way off.
Not really.
You were close. That was 3 years.
I'm older than Dakota.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'll be 27 this year.
I thought you were.
It's the bald head. Now we're basing age based on how much hair you have, so I'm the youngest person here.
Yep.
Beards don't count. You start growing those after you get older. Except for Joey. He's been growing it since third grade.
Yeah,
it's about started shaving in fourth grade. Anyway.
Anywho.
How you guys doing?
Good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Fun times?
Great times.
That's all you guys got?
Well, you know, in the world we live in right now.
This one will come out in the middle of November, so... Hopefully by that time,
it's great. I've been playing my PlayStation 5 all the time. It's wonderful. But this is coming out mid-November. I have it now.
Did you
keep up?
Were you able to get a pre-order?
No.
Then what the fuck?
You might.
You know it's not gonna be.
First off, just said pre-November, so I was trying to play it as I already have it playing it mid-November.
All right. Here's the thing, though. You got to remember, never buy a fucking system when it first comes out.
Gen 1's always the best. Everybody knows that.
Gen 1's always the one that gets trashed. And then you wait a year, and then you buy it for, you know, $200 cheaper, and they've got everything fixed.
There's that. I'm going to wait until probably March.
You told me February. Now we're adding months?
February, March. I don't know.
Joe.
First quarter. How's that? First quarter of 2021.
Quarter based on whose
year. God fucking damn it.
Does your quarter start in January or February?
Because ours starts in March because we're a Japanese company now.
Okay.
There you
go.
Konnichiwa.
Talk to me like that. I don't know.
Anyway, we're going back to a classic series we haven't done in some time.
I say, is it actually a classic? I mean, it's kind of classic.
I heard about it through another podcast, and as soon as I heard about it, sounded interesting, and I'm like, I'm gonna go check it out.
No, but I think it's got to be at least 25 years old. To
oh,
be a
then
classic.
No, it's not classic.
I say, what's considered a
2011?
Classic? I would say 9 years isn't a classic.
No. I think 20... Well, I
classic
know
enough.
For things, for cars to be classic, they have to be at least 25 years old.
Yes. Well, what about comic books? You guys would know that better than me.
He'd know that better than me.
I mean, classic could almost be immediate, sadly. It depends.
How does that work?
No. An actual classic, not a it's classic.
Yeah.
Because that's more like it's iconic or it's, you know, like...
Oh, fair point. Fair point.
But... Like, classic, I would assume it goes on the same thing that toys do, because toys also have to be 25 years old before they're classic.
Okay.
What about a movie? What means a movie a classic?
This movie is
AMC.
An instant classic.
All right, we are going back to The Sixth Gun. It's been a hot minute since we've touched on this, and Dalton was here for the last time. Maybe he'll speak more this time.
Was he here?
We'll see. Are we forcing him to speak?
Well, yes.
Okay.
With a new format, so he has to speak.
Our diabolical plan comes full swing.
It definitely does. So we're covering the second volume, which is issues 7 through 11. They were published by Oni Press in 2010 through 2011. The writer is Colin Bunn. The art and letters were done by Brian Hurt. The colors are done by Bill Crabtree. And if you would like to listen to our previous coverage of the first volume, check out episodes 214 through 219.
Damn, that was a while ago.
Yeah, because we're on, this is, I think, episode 354.
50,
is it going to be 54? Is that what I said earlier? No, I think you might be right.
I thought it was somewhere around there.
Check the notes. Yeah, 354.
Ooh, I'm good.
Damn.
Should have thrown some random 450.
And I would be like, no, because...
No, he remembers the big ones, like 400s and 300s.
350s, and actually not really 350s, because that was in our Invincible, and I totally forgot to mark that.
Damn.
Yeah. This is only our 63rd story. Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I like it. Thanks for giving into my delusions. All right, so we are picking up almost immediately where we left off. And if you guys don't remember where we left off, join the club, because I don't either.
I thought this was a bit after that.
If not too far long.
Like too months. Far long.
I don't even think it's months. I think it's maybe within...
It's not very clear.
It's either within the week or within, like, a couple days. Because, I mean, they're in New Orleans at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right.
So,
sorry, it all just kind of bled together. I read them all again last night.
Fair.
So.
Yeah, so they're in New Orleans. Our protagonist here, Drake. What's it? Drake Sinclair. Thank you. He buried the guns. He put them in a crypt. And he's got, if everybody remembers, Bill John, who died. But then with the, I can't remember the exact gun, that resurrects souls.
They haven't named the guns yet, have they? They just have symbols on them.
They've got symbols, but I thought, like, they all had, like...
Powers. Yeah. They all have specific powers. Like, this is the fourth gun. Or is it the third gun?
Again,
well,
because
the first gun's the cannon gun. The second gun...
So they did name guns.
Yeah. I think they went through it.
I don't think they named it. I think they just named what they do.
They just said what order the guns came in, basically.
Okay. So he is. He's got Bill John there guarding the guns, mm-hmm. and also guarding General Hume, who they have recently re-killed.
Again,
air quotes.
Yeah, they've interred his body in on holy ground to keep him from being able to come to full power again
mm-hmm.
for the second time.
So it's like the mummy,
kind of. Yeah.
And
I don't have to edit this stuff, so I'm fine.
Drake is just kind of in a
drunken stupor.
Yeah, he's not doing too good. But he wobbles his way back to the hotel that him and Becky and Gord are staying in. Hotel.
Brothel, isn't it?
Is it a brothel?
I don't know.
It's a saloon.
I like brothels better.
Brothel kind of works. You know what's that? The brothels?
Broth?
Ladies of the Night.
Oh, you fucking whore.
You're the one who brought a brothel.
You're the one that keeps calling them Ladies of the Night. They're whores.
Call it what it is.
Ladies of the Night.
That makes them sound like fucking vampires.
Are they not sucking something?
Ooh,
at night?
Got them there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
But if they're sucking blood out of it, that's
I didn't say blood,
that's a hard
something.
Pass. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
not wrong. But if you think about it, if you were a female vampire, being a fucking
whore?
Prostitute would actually be a really good job because they'd already have all the blood in one spot for you.
Ooh.
Be like, oh, no! Nope, no teeth, no teeth. Anyways. Yeah, now you're thinking about it.
God damn it.
It's not a tainted blood, though.
So the next time you have
it, it has to be blood. It'd just be
it'd be free flowing blood. Like
it'd be STD blood if the guy's frequent enough.
I think the vampires.
Would a vampire
immune.
Die from that? Has that been? We should do some research on this.
All right, I got this.
Anyway, so Drake comes in and Becky kind of talks to him, more like yelling at him.
I'm drunk. Leave me alone, woman.
Oh.
Actually, I guess he's probably more priority. Like, I'm drunk, leave me alone, woman. He doesn't sound like a hillbilly.
There you go.
I picture him with a French accent.
I can see that.
The mustache.
Sit drunk.
And she's just like, you know, I don't know what are we doing here. Are we gonna be leaving anytime soon? And
I just like to throw this out real quick before we cover that. I thought she was getting ready to throw a fucking pie at him right there. I didn't realize it was her purse.
Oh, it does look like that.
I was like, wait, is this like...
Clown school?
Yeah.
So Drake just basically kind of shrugs her off and says, you know, we'll leave when everything's ready. He goes up to Gord. And Gord is just like, Drake asks Gord if he's found any way to get him rid of these guns. Like, because he's got four of the six guns tied to him. And the only way they could not be tied to him...
Is if he dies.
So Gordon is trying to find these... any sort of magic man that could help him. And comes across this man named Henry Fournier? Fournier. There we go.
Fournier.
That works too.
Like Garnier?
apparently lives in the swamp and away from everybody. And Gord said that he's protected. And as he's showing Drake a map of his current location, there's apparently a crossroads in the swamp, which is pretty cool, actually. I like it.
Is there an actual crossroads?
Well, it's more like cross swamp.
Right? Yeah, it's not really a road per se.
But Drake says crossroads, so.
And it's where paths. There you go. It's a convergence of the paths of the robots they have to take through them.
Yep.
And also, Gord doesn't have eyes. I don't know if you guys have noticed that in the illustrations.
Yeah.
He had eyes in the last one.
He don't have eyes. He lost both his eyes since then.
Keep them closed.
To read.
Yep.
Squinty. Braille.
Yeah.
With pictures.
So we go back to Becky, and she orders a shot of whiskey. And is it a shot? Yeah, it's a shot.
Hell yeah, brother.
And then we are introduced to Kirby Hale.
It'll put the hair on your chest, little lady. Oh.
And Kirby is... Wow. He's your typical, like, slick gunslinger kind of
person. Actually, he looks like a patsy, but...
I think of Owen Wilson.
That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
He looks like Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson in Shanghai Noon.
Wow.
Now every line you say in his is going to be Owen Wilson's voice.
And he kind of to try and butter up to her. Basically, he hits on her. And she is... I'm not going to say she's not taken by it, but she's not immediately...
She's playing hard to get.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to say it. We do take a quick panel of Drake going through the crowd outside, and we see these four gentlemen. They look kind of rough. And we will see them again pop up in the saloon, basically taking Owen Wilson and kicking him out to get with Becky. And Kirby's just like, you know what? Why don't you just leave her alone and we can just settle this like men? And so they throw him outside and they have a duel. Becky is concerned because she thinks Kirby's going to get hurt. So she calls on Gord.
Ha! Gord's got eyes right there.
Does he?
At least one.
Yeah. Oh, he does. Yeah.
And again, she's worried, and Gord's like, "Nah, he'll be just fine." They do a couple close-up panels on Kirby, who is smiling and cool as a cucumber, and this other guy who is
also smiling.
Well, not, you know,
he started snarling. Off smiling,
snarling a little bit,
snarling and sweaty, and then he gets shot, and then his four friends get shot, or three friends get shot. And then Gord has eyes, more eyes.
Oh wow, they're bigger there.
He is.
That's him showing surprise. Wow. It's like normal surprise. Gord's surprise.
Gord's surprise.
Gord's surprise just sounds wrong.
So Kirby's just like, all right, I gotta take off. The New Orleans police is not as friendly as out west, so I'm gonna go. He basically flirts with Becky just one more time and then leaves. I think Gord says that I bet my last breath Drake would hate that young man. And Becky's like, I reckon it's a good thing Drake's not here.
She's like, cause I like him.
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm smitten.
Yeah. I mean, it's the 19... Well,
yeah, what's the time frame on this?
18-something,
probably late 1890s. Or mid 1890s, I'm not entirely sure. We don't know. They don't say. I don't even think they said in the first volume. But it is after the Civil War.
Yeah.
So.
What year was the Civil War, Joe?
63? No. 1863?
I'll look it up.
That sounds about right. Around there.
Or was 1863 when Lincoln died?
I think he died before 63.
Well, he died after the Civil War. So.
Alright, you look up when Civil War was. I'll look up when he got shot.
61 to 65. Ah, so I was,
you know, in the area. Ballpark. He got shot in 65.
Okay.
You were close.
I know some of my history. Not a lot. So we go to Drake, and he is paddling through the swamps.
Hey, he's on the road.
To the crossroads. Crossroads.
He's coming up to the crossroads.
Where's Bones Thugs and Harmony?
Beat him at the crossroads.
I mean, every time I think of crossroads, I think of Supernatural, but
you Bones would. Is
a good one too. Yeah.
That's a blast back to the early 90s. Yeah, there.
I remember mid-90s. This is just a quick little side note. I remember listening to Bone Thugs trying to back up my car at the high school and hitting somebody.
Nice.
And then pulling out and parking in a different spot.
Yep.
That's a classy thing to do. Yeah.
You know, like you do.
Responsible.
Yeah. It was 20 years ago. They don't remember.
I probably do that, Joe.
I was driving my dad's Blazer, the big blue one, you know. Yeah. And this lady, I was literally pulling like over into the like the rows from the main mm-hmm. drive in there, and she started pulling out in front of me. And my dad had those tow hooks on the front of it,
ooh.
And it caught through her headlight and under her hood and like crunched it up. So I had to sit out there and wait for a drill to come out. And a drill is our principal, not like a tool.
No,
looked like Hitler.
Yeah, he really looked like Hitler. Nice guy though.
He was a great guy.
Hitler was, or the principal?
The principal. the Hitler thing was just, you know, for flavor.
Hey.
But the lady is like, well, he just came out of nowhere and ran right over the front of my car with his monster truck. And I'm like,
okay.
Well, first off, I was, you know, I had the right of way. You pulled out of a spot and into me. And she sent my dad's insurance company like a collection thing, and they denied it. And then she like, I don't know how she got my dad's number, but she called him like 4 times, and he's like, look, lady, I'm not fucking paying for anything. It's your fucking fault. It happened in a fucking school parking lot. Deal with it.
Ah, I love it.
Classy.
Very classy. Okay, so Drake is going to the crossroads, and...
God, that was a way off train. What the hell, Joey?
Where did we go, Joe?
I can easily cut that stuff out, so... I can cut that out and throw it in chat for no odd reason. Just random.
Just, hey, you have to randomly cut it in, like, in the middle of us talking about something else.
There's some dead spots in there, I think.
Was that when we were waiting for...
Dalton to talk. So he comes up to this being... what's this guy's name?
It's Aloha, isn't it?
It's Aloha, but did he actually have a name?
Maybe
he didn't have a name. Anyway, he may not have.
You go ahead and continue. I'll interrupt with his name.
Like you do. And he's basically threatening Drake with, you know, coming to the crossroads. He's at a crossroads.
Meh. Too much effort.
Yeah,
and so these ghosts are kind of coming up, and Drake's like, all right, well, here's the toll, and he gives them rum and gunpowder. And Drake was very confused when the Lao.
I
don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he knew his name.
Kalfu, by the way.
Thank you. I thought you had to do it. Kalfu. And Kalfu is just like, yeah, Loas, oracles, demons, and some things. We all know your name. They're all whispering your name. And basically because of the guns. I mean, Drake has got 4 of them. And he's... I'm not going to say in possession because he's hit them in the crypt. But he has them attached to him. Yep. So, Kalfu lets him go. And as soon as Drake passes through, we get the marionette dry arms. Which
very
is
creepy looking.
Very, what's the best way to describe it?
Dreadlocks.
A skull with, yeah, dreadlocks and some really long bony arms.
I'm assuming the long torso and long legs as well.
Nah, I think that she's got a slug's body, you just can't tell.
Because it's got a dress on? You way off?
It's actually 3 kids in a trench coat.
I like that one. So, the marionette in arms is basically kind of telling Cap...
No, not marionette. Marionette.
Marionette.
So, let's call her Miss Dry Arms.
Yeah, Dry Arms.
Marionette Dry Arms.
Good deodorant.
is basically saying she wants to be free so she can go after Drake.
I want the guns.
And get the guns.
I smell the guns on him.
And... Kaufu. There we go. He's just like, yeah, do what you want.
Yep.
He's not gonna stop you.
He's like, glug glug glug.
Yeah, I got my alcohol.
I got my toll.
Do what you want.
And then we return back to Becky, and she is asking the gun to show her where Drake hid the guns, the other four, and she gets a vision of Bill John in the cemetery, and that's how we end this session.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this six-gun story.